What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 27th, 2020, start of a brand new week, start of a brand new month on Saturday. It will be August 1st here. My goodness, the summer's almost over, but you'd never know it looking at the weather. Tropical storm Hannah really caused a lot of flooding down in Texas, and apparently it actually knocked down part of the so-called indestructible border wall that Trump had put up there. So that's now lying on the ground, much to the delight of the illegal immigrants here. And apparently on video, they've got a section of the border wall separating the U.S. and Mexico collapsing under strong winds and heavy rains from Tropical Storm Hannah. Out in Hawaii, they dodged a bullet. It looked like Hurricane Douglas was just primed to have the eye of the storm go right up the middle of the islands at the last second. It veered slightly north, so they got some flooding and they got some high winds, but the worst of it was out over the ocean. And I've been communicating with people that we still know in Hawaii, and they're saying, yeah, they came through okay, all things considered here. All right, I want to talk about all these protests that are going on, because Blair and I kind of turned off the TV over the weekend because we were a little bit on burnout. We had other things we needed to do. So we come on in Monday morning, we turn everything on, and 69 people in Chicago got shot, and they're using explosives in Seattle and Portland. I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about the protesters. And it just seems like this thing is building and building and building, and anybody who thinks it's going to be all over in November, they're dreaming. You know, this is the start of a mass movement, and who knows where it's going to go. Maybe we're on the verge of a real revolution in this country. Kind of a scary thought here. Anyway, apparently in Austin, a Black Lives Matter protester was shot dead. And Trump vents on Twitter again after deploying federal agents to quell the violence. All righty, let's see. Footage showed people marching along the street holding banners demanding an end to police brutality and racism. Now they're talking about, never mind defund the police, they want to shut down the prisons. Nobody should be locked up, or at least no black people should be locked up. One person is injured, two were arrested after a shooting at a protest in downtown Portland, as demonstrations against police brutality continue for a 60th night in a row in cities across the U.S. 60, my goodness. It's 2 months now that's been going on. And the local government there in Portland can't get a handle on it, and yet they don't want the feds to come on in. What do they want to have happen? Do they like the riots? They really think it's going to win them the election in November? I don't think so, because if you look at the cities where all these riots are happening, they're all under Democratic control. Anyway, also in Portland, federal agents wearing gas masks arrested two female Black Lives Matter protesters and discovered they had a bag filled with loaded rifle magazines and Molotov cocktails. A lot of people who have been supportive of the protests are starting to change their tune here. Apparently, there was a radio host who said the Seattle protests were peaceful, and then his apartment got burned down by the protesters. Yeah, that's going to change your attitude. Man can't have something like that happen, remain entirely cheerful. Another Seattle radio host who mocked Trump's reaction to protests now says he needs a gun. Paul Gallant has a new perspective on violent protests. All it took was for the Starbucks below his apartment to be trashed. Now he wants a gun. He wants to be able to protect himself. What's that old saying that a conservative is a liberal who got mugged? Now, Portland's riots are driving Portland's small businesses under. Mainstream media is not paying attention to this. And after 60 nights of violence, business owners in Portland are sick and tired of it all. But as their stores go under, the coastal media treats the rioters to glowing coverage, and city authorities do nothing. Our priorities are definitely messed up here. Definitely messed up. Portland is, of course, a liberal stronghold, And as Black Lives Matter protests fizzle out around the country, anger remains at the boiling point in the Oregonian city. The protests there have not been all banner-waving and slogan-chanting affairs. Instead, droves of Antifa types have laid siege to the city's justice center for almost 2 months, tearing down barricades, lobbing fireworks, setting fires, and stabbing each other, which seems counterproductive. And I don't think they grasp what the public response is going to be to all of this. You know, they're out there making noise. We're going to make noise until you give us what we want. But what is the image that is being projected out there? What kind of an impression are people getting of Black Lives Matter and Antifa? Remember, if you're going to affect sociopolitical change, you need the support of the ordinary population, and you don't get it by behaving like this. All right. Apparently, federal agents pepper sprayed a Vietnam War veteran in the face at point blank range. That's not going to make the federal agents look good. Let's be honest about it. Nobody's going to get look good out coming out of this. This makes everybody look bad. It makes Portland look bad. It makes Oregon look bad. It makes the United States look bad. It makes the American people look bad to the rest of the world. Now, the ACLU has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over what they describe as unconscionable attacks on Portland medics. The ACLU of Oregon on Wednesday sued the Trump administration for assaulting, tear gassing, and arresting volunteer medics in Portland during its crackdown on the city's ongoing process. The lawsuit, which also names the city of Portland, was filed on behalf of Savannah Guest, Christopher Wise, Christopher Durkee, and Michael Martinez, four volunteer medics who say they were assaulted by the Trump administration's federal agents and Portland police during Black Lives demonstrations. It was terrifying, said Guest, who on July 12th was thrown to the ground by federal agents dressed in combat fatigues as she attempted to assist an incapacitated bystander. Every human being deserves help, but the federal agents showed no humanity or concern. My first question would be that if these volunteer medics had some kind of a jacket that said medic, or just had a Red Cross on them. Because I think even the federal agents, if they saw, you know, jacket with a Red Cross on it and somebody's, you know, hovering over somebody who's lying on the ground, they're going to say, okay, it's a medic or a corpsman or whatever they call them these days. So that's really the open question here. Did these federal agents know these were volunteer medics at the time they assaulted them? Or did they think they were just more of the same protesters? But what's going on is we're seeing our major cities being turned into war zones. And we're seeing the local governments either unwilling or unable to do anything about it. And if Joe Biden and the Democratic Party actually believe they're going to be able to control these protesters if they win in November, they're delusional. This thing is taking on a life of its own. It's got a huge inertia built up. And I don't think it's going to help Joe Biden one tiny bit. Not one tiny bit. Now, Daniel Kovalik, who teaches international human rights at the University of Pittsburgh School of Law in the state of Pennsylvania, made some remarks to the effect that the United Nations should send peacekeepers to the United States to stop its criminal conduct against its own people. Well, that sounds kind of okay. Is that the agenda, to justify UN troops on the streets of the United States of America? Is that why all this violence is being fanned up? We've been looking for a reason, and this may be it. Now, normally when the United Nations sends in peacekeepers, 90% of them tend to be the American forces. So where are they going to get peacekeepers now to come into the United States of America? All right. Major League Baseball has canceled the Marlins' home opener due to coronavirus outbreak. 14 players and their coaches test positive. Maybe, maybe, maybe. We know these tests have a high rate of false positives. Major League Baseball has canceled games in Miami and Philadelphia after at least 14 Marlins players tested positive for coronavirus. A mess out there. Now, Walmart, Home Depot have walked back their hardline mask requirements after the backlash. You know, they'd come on out and said, if you're not wearing a mask, you'll not be allowed in the store. We will not serve you. We will not take your money. We will not sell you anything. Well, there was a huge backlash from people who are just sick and tired of this mask nonsense, especially because it's becoming more and more widely known. These masks aren't really effective against viruses. They're effective against large size dust particles. and some larger bacteria. But viruses, no, doesn't work. Here in Indiana, Governor Holcomb had mandated masks be worn in public places effective starting today, with jail sentences and tickets and fines and everything. But the Indiana police departments are saying they're not going to enforce it. Now, Holcomb introduced the mask requirement last Wednesday, saying violations would be punished as a Class B misdemeanor. But after internal pressure from party members, Holcomb signed an executive order that would leave it up to state and local health departments to enforce the order instead. Violators of the rule will not face fines or jail time, and state and local police departments saying they're not going to enforce the order, which took effect today. And as a matter of fact, Claire and I were out earlier today running our morning errands, and we noticed a lot of people weren't wearing the masks. We had ours because we didn't want a ticket. Now we're finding out there won't be a ticket even if we don't wear the mask, which is good because I have trouble breathing through that darn thing. Anyway, Fisher's Police Department Sergeant Tom Weger said, "We are referring everybody that has a question about the mask mandate to the Fisher's Health Department. Some police departments are taking to social media to let community members know they do not plan to issue fines or citations for not wearing a mask." Google has announced they're going to keep its 200,000 employees working from home until at least July of next year amid the coronavirus pandemic. So Google will keep its employees home due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. Now, as you know, there's a big stink over whether schools should open in the fall or not. Some colleges are going virtual only. Some schools are going virtual only. The problem with that is studies are showing that learning online virtually is not as effective as having a teacher right there with you. But for those colleges and universities that are going to be opening up their campuses, they're planning these really strict COVID-19 measures. And Cornell University in New York, Baylor in Waco, all students, faculty, and staff will be required to test negative before being admitted on campus. That makes sense. Here's where it gets a little bit extreme. Over in Colby College in Maine, students will be nasal swabbed twice a week, at least throughout the fall semester or fall quarter. Korea, North Korea has locked down their border area after finally acknowledging a vicious COVID-19 outbreak. For the longest time, they were saying, "We don't have any, we don't have any." Then last week, they said, "We've got one." Now they're admitting that, yeah, there's an emergency lockdown in an area near the DMZ after a person suspected of being infected with the virus returned to the north after illegally crossing into South Korea. So, turning to our domestic news here, former NSA cryptographer and whistleblower Bill Binney came on out with an online press conference on the 23rd and said he and a team of other former intelligence and security personnel looked into the files posted by WikiLeaks that came from the DNC mail server. And they looked at the allegation that Russians hacked the DNC and passed it to WikiLeaks. And they presented some technical information to say, no, that didn't happen. Now, Binney pointed out all these files, all 35,813, had a last modified time, was rounded off to an even second. And he described how there's a common program which can do what is known as file allocation formatting, and that when doing a batch process of data and transferring it to a storage device like a thumb drive or a CD-ROM, it rounds off the last modified time to the nearest even second. That's the smoking gun, or the smoking thumb drive, if you will. That's the property they found on all that data posted by WikiLeaks. It was not a hack. Somebody copied all those files onto a flash drive and walked them out of the building. And most likely that was Seth Rich, and he paid for that with his life. So what Binney said is, very simply, the data was downloaded to a storage device, a CD-ROM or a thumb drive, and physically transported before WikiLeaks could post it. So that meant it was not a hack. So no matter how you look at it, we're looking at the forensic evidence that says the DNC emails were not hacked. They were downloaded and physically handed to WikiLeaks, which we kind of already knew anyway. And by the way, CD-ROMs don't have the capacity that would be needed for this. It would be a thumb drive. Thumb drives are just they're amazing. And you need to understand, I'm coming from the place where the first college computer course I took had an IBM computer that had these gigantic disk platters that held 5 whole megabytes. And so to look at this little gizmo that's hanging on my keychain as having 126 gigabytes on it, sometimes I stand in awe of how the technology has advanced during my lifetime. Of course, I get the same feeling looking at the Raspberry Pis. It's just like, wow, that's a complete computer. Okay, getting on back to the anti-Trump Steele dossier. They finally hunted down the source, and no, it was not a Russian defector, and it wasn't Russian anything. It was a president of Uber left think tank Brookings Institute. And Devin Nunes is reacting to that as well. All this information is coming on out about how it was a frame-up of Trump. And the corporate media is not reporting any of this at all. They're trying very hard not to have to report on any of this at all. That's why they're still obsessed about the Portland riots and the Chicago shootings. And, you know, this last weekend, of course, they had the storms to talk about. And there's another one forming in the Atlantic that's going to go up the eastern seaboard here. All right, getting to the world of political correctness gone mad. And if you're looking for PKDC from academic institutions who are falling all over themselves to kowtow to the mob's notions of social justice, look no further than Rutgers University, because the English department there has declared proper use of grammar is a hidden form of racism because it disadvantages students of multilingual, non-standard academic English backgrounds. In other words, if you work to use the correct grammar in your sentences, you're being racist. Remember a while ago when they were trying to sell us all Ebonics? This was supposed to be the new version of English that was favoring the black population. And even the black population didn't like it, apparently. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Okay. Republicans are beating the war drums over Taiwan. In a general sense, it does look like one way or the other, we're going to find ourselves at war with China, and probably before the election. Anyway, now members of the ever hawkish Republican Party want to make Taiwan an official defense client, with Washington promising to defend the island from the People's Republic of China. And the threat is real. Earlier this month, Taiwan's foreign minister, Joseph Wu, warned that for China, Taiwan would be an extremely convenient sacrificial lamb. He worried the threat is on the rise. Well, call me silly, call me an isolationist, if you will. Why are we risking war with China for Taiwan? Isn't this really an issue between China and Taiwan? Could we get involved in a war with a nuclear power over Taiwan? I mean, let's be practical here. What is Taiwan to the United States of America other than an unsinkable battleship or aircraft carrier close to the Chinese mainland? I mean, that was the reason they grabbed Hawaii. They called it the unsinkable battleship Hawaii, and they wanted to project power out in the Pacific. This is before we had Guam and Diego Garcia, when Hawaii was the westernmost projection of American naval power. So are they looking at Taiwan to be the same thing over there in the Western Pacific here? If the U.S. guarantees Taipei security, the danger of war will be great. Barry Posen of MIT observed that the U.S. commitment to Taiwan is simultaneously the most perilous and least strategically necessary commitment that the United States has today. How many Americans' lives might be sacrificed in another people's fight that could go nuclear? It's absolutely right. Absolutely right. What business do we have over there in the Western Pacific? I'll have an answer for that in a little bit here. All right, U.S. officials have now started calling Xi Jinping of North Korea the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party instead of China's president. We've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And a reminder that Republic Broadcasting and What Really Happened are in the middle of a perpetual fundraiser. We need to buy new equipment. And because the old equipment wears out very, very quickly, it's what we get for buying a radio station over Radio Shack. Anyway, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit card or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. All right, so we're talking about how all of a sudden the United States has changed how they're calling Xi Jinping. He's supposed to be China's president. He won the election. But now all of a sudden, top U.S. officials, most notably Pompeo, they're now calling him the general secretary of the Chinese Communist Party. This basically signals efforts by the administration to delegitimize Xi's rule, drive a wedge between party and populace, and evoke loaded connotations with the Soviet Union of the Cold War era. Anyway, why don't they just call him evil, get it over and done with? The evil Xi Jinping. We don't believe that either. Pompeo is laying out a new U.S. Cold War against China. And having been a witness to the old Cold War, it's a bad idea. Huge amounts of money are going to be spent to no real end other than to allow our leadership to sneer at each other. It's a huge scam. The U.S. starts increasing their defense spending, then China has to increase their defense spending, and then the U.S. increases their defense spending to match the threat from China. China increases their defense spending to match the threat from the United States, and the defense contractors get very rich, their pet politicians get very rich, and the ordinary people are plunged deeper and deeper into poverty. And, you know, all that stuff that was bought and paid for and built back in the 1950s and 1960s to scare off the Russians, most of it is now sitting out in a desert in Arizona, corroding away in the sun. It was never actually used. Thank goodness. That's a good thing that it wasn't used. But did we really need to build all of that stuff only to have it rust away? By the way, there's a show that's out there, Mysteries of the Abandoned. And I've noticed more and more they're starting to visit facilities that were part of the Cold War, abandoned radar stations, things like that, and just looking at the huge amounts of money that were being spent, you know, for facilities that basically didn't last all that long. Now we're hearing about some of these temporary hospitals that were built for COVID-19 patients. One of them treated just 79 patients before it was torn down again. You know, the government has a lot of fun with your money. They really, really, really do. Anyway, Pompeo is out there saying that since the U.S. had changed Soviet behavior, we're confident we can change the behavior of China as well. And the nations of the world have a duty to help the U.S. defend freedom. Boy, oh boy, if I had a nickel for every time the U.S. government said they were out there defending freedom, I wouldn't have to work for John Stadmiller. And he also warned that our children's children may be at the mercy of the Communist Party. We heard that one back in the 1950s. If you don't stand against the Soviet Union, your children will be raised as communists. Talk to the liberals. They don't think that's a bad thing. They're all socialists out there. Just getting silly. It's another Red Scare. And we have been through so many of those. Ooh, it's a Red Scare. This time it's the Yellow Scare. Amazing here. So what does America want by intensifying the confrontation with China? According to experts interviewed by Sputnik, neutralizing China's competitive advantages, curbing the growth of its influence in the world, making concessions in trade negotiations, and tackling the challenges of the presidential election campaign are the main motives for a new round of confrontation with China provoked by the United States. Well, let's pull back here and say, why is China having a competitive advantage? Well, simple, because the leadership of the United States of America turned a blind eye when manufacturing CEOs said, we don't need to manufacture products anymore. We'll let China do it for us. And China made all the money about for manufacturing products for sale, products that were at least nominally American products. And in the process, they copied off the technology to incorporate into their products. You cannot have a healthy economy without having something for sale, whether it's laptops or ears of corn or pork bellies or something. You've got to sell. You can't just take money, shake it back and forth, and expect it to grow all by itself. It doesn't work that way. And of course, as China becomes richer, it becomes more influential. It isn't that China's rising. It's that the United States empire is sinking. We're at the end of the lifespan of the United States of America. I'm going to hate to see it happen, but it's historically inevitable. There may be something called the United States after. I mean, look how radically we changed at the end of the Civil War. Maybe it's time for another radical change, hopefully in favor of the people and not in favor of the bankers. What I'd like to see. Meanwhile, the American flag has been lowered at the U.S. consulate in Chengdu as diplomats are ordered to leave the country after the Chinese mission in Houston was closed over accusations of spying. We have to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and story coming out of DefenseOne.com. Trump's all-stick, no-carrot approach has brought two U.S. adversaries together. And, of course, they're talking about Iran and China. Now, China's investment in Iran is not a new phenomenon. They've been business partners for a very long time. Iran is a critical corridor for Chinese President Xi Jinping's trillion-dollar Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative. Iran has increasingly benefited from tens of billions of dollars in credit from China's state-backed financial institutions. Beijing has a hand in wide swaths of the Iranian market, including the transportation, nuclear, and energy sectors. A draft strategic partnership agreement, however, takes Beijing's investment in Iran to a new level. Apparently, they've settled on a $400 billion accord covering 100 separate projects across the banking, telecommunications, port, and oil industry, not to mention increased cooperation between the two nations in weapons development and intelligence. And it's a reflection of the importance of the Chinese Communist Party attaches to the untapped Iranian market. Well, getting on back to this comment from the original author about all stick, no carrot, he's absolutely right. And it's not just Trump. It's the U.S. government as a whole. Do what we say or we hit you with a stick. And I think the reason they're not offering any carrots is we don't have any carrots left that anybody wants. The United States is a paper tiger now. They don't have anything to bargain with. What we're making now is junk, like the F-35. Nobody wants that. Anyway, turning to the international news, militants continue shelling settlements in Syria's north, according to the Russian military. The Hayat Tahrir al-Sham terrorist group shelled settlements in the Syrian provinces of Aleppo and Idlib. And this is from Alexander Shcherbitsky at a daily briefing yesterday. We have registered one shelling of the Tel Mardik settlement, one shelling of the Eco settlement in the Latakia province, and one shelling of the Irbik settlement, one shelling of the Basakla settlement. Say that three times fast. One shelling of the Malaja settlement and one shelling of the Khan Tuman in the Idlib province, coming from positions of the Nusra terrorists. As per the 2019 Russian-Turkish memorandum, forces of the two countries have conducted joint patrolling of the Hasaka province. So they're still shooting at each other over there. Okay, this is a, are you kidding? This is a trick question. This is from Outline.com. Did Trump bomb Syria on false grounds? Yes, he did. But for some reason, some people are still just catching up here. And there's a quote from the article saying, yes, there were early grounds for skepticism. The Syrian government was on the verge of retaking the last Duma holdouts of Jaish al-Islam, a Saudi-backed militia that was relentlessly shelling the Syrian capital. To suddenly deploy chemical weapons would mean that Syrian forces knowingly crossed the red line that would trigger U.S. military intervention. Subsequent reporting from British journalist Robert Fisk of The Independent, BBC producer Riam Dilati, and James Harkin's investigation for The Intercept found evidence that the civilians filmed at the hospital were not exposed to toxic gas. They were, in fact, exposed to dust from conventional weapons. They were lying about Syria's chemical weapons the same way they lied about Iraq's nuclear weapons and chemical weapons and biological weapons. Because the motto of the United States government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Now, friction between Ethiopia and Egypt is continuing to grow over the Great Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, which sits across the Nile River as it crosses through Ethiopia, and they're starting to fill the reservoir behind it. Egypt is saying the project will devastate its economy, farming, and ecosystem bound up with the Nile River downstream. Well, let's look at the mechanisms of dams. If the Ethiopians shut off the Nile completely, yes, it would be an environmental disaster for Egypt. But once the reservoir behind a dam is filled, the water coming out the spillway at the bottom is the same volume as the water coming in from upstream. So while the Nile may have a slightly lower and slower flow while the reservoir is filling, after the reservoir is filled, the Nile should come back. And what the argument really seems to be is, you know, who owns the Nile River? Obviously, the nations own that portion of the Nile River that goes throughout their borders. But in the case of both Egypt and Ethiopia, they're claiming ownership over the entire river, which is impractical, to say the least. But Ethiopia days ago added fuel to the fire when the country's foreign minister tweeted in the national language Amharic that the Nile is ours. And I tell you what I'm concerned is happening is Ethiopia is inviting Egypt to simply come up and bomb the dam, which they would have to do before the reservoir was filled, or you would have that flooding going into the south of Egypt itself. Meanwhile, Turkey and Greece are in a war of words over Hagia Sophia. And this is Istanbul's Hagia Sophia. It was a mosque, then it was a Christian church, then it was a mosque again. And now it's going back to being a mosque again. Apparently, this is after Islamic prayers were held at the ancient site for the first time in 90 years. Now, relations between NATO allies Ankara and Athens have been uneasy in recent months, but tensions have recently increased over Hagia Sophia and energy riches in the eastern Mediterranean. I have a feeling it's more about the energy riches than it is about Hagia Sophia. But again, and you've probably seen Hagia Sophia. It's been used in a lot of movies, was used in From Russia with Love, early James Bond film, and a lot of other places. It is an amazing building and a very fascinating history. Okay. Turkey is rejecting U.S. and European Union calls to cease the Eastern Mediterranean gas drilling, Greece is threatening military action. And again, it's all about the oil. It's all about the oil. And grabbing what's left of it. If we were to take all the money being spent on war to seize each other's oil fields and put it into serious, non-politicized research into new energy forms, we'd find them. Like we needed a new Manhattan Project or a new Apollo Moon Project, we could find a new source of energy that would free us from dependency on oil and petroleum. Of course, the oil cartels don't want that to happen either. And governments like having something to fight over, and oil is a really good thing to fight over. Okay. All righty, let's see. Flagrant violation. This happened last week, where apparently a couple of U.S. fighters flew very, very close to an Iranian passenger jet, causing it to rather violently evade. And apparently a lot of people got hurt. In the video that was taken on board the airplane, you could see people with blood on their face. One of the American jets could be seen through the window in the video. And Iran has protested the flagrant violation of international law to the United Nations after it said U.S. fighter planes sparked panic on Iranian passenger jet over Syria. Shades of the USS Vincennes. I can understand why that pilot was a little bit nervous. Wouldn't be the first time the United States has shot down an Iranian passenger jet. So the passengers on the jet are saying, you know, how horrible it was. One said, you're almost dying, but you can't do anything about it. And apparently one gentleman was injured so badly, his back was fractured, and he had to undergo emergency surgery after the plane landed in Beirut. All right. U.S. military flies a record number of surveillance planes near China's coast in July as part of Washington's increased military presence in Indo-Pacific. The month of July has seen a record number of aerial surveillance flights by U.S. military aircraft in the South China Sea and near China's coast. By the way, little side note here, Australia has now notified China and the UN that they do not recognize any of China's claims in the South China Sea. Can you not see that there is a new world war looming in front of us? Everybody's just deciding what it is they're going to fight for. The war's already decided. Now they're just working out the fine details like, you know, what are we going to tell the people that this is all about? What's it for? Anyway, at the moment, the U.S. military is sending 3 to 5 reconnaissance aircraft each day to the South China Sea. And while July saw record numbers, the increased flights started earlier this year with much higher frequency, closer distance, and more variety of missions. Okay, over in the Middle East, Algeria has become the first Arab country to obtain this upgraded Chinese anti-tank missile system, the HJ-12. I'm sure U.S. defense contractors are upset about that. No, you can't buy that. You have to buy our TOW missiles and various other things that we make. Other countries are making better weapons that cost less. Over in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is looking at dismantling the unity government he currently has with Blue and White Party leader Benny Gantz. But before calling new elections, he will try to exploit a loophole in the coalition agreement to form an alternative government, the report said Sunday. In other words, Netanyahu is looking to ditch Gantz and form a right-wing coalition. And Gantz had to see that this was coming, because we all saw it was coming. When they formed their unity government, Netanyahu was back in power and said he was going to turn over the government to Benny Gantz somewhere down the road. I said, no, he won't. Gee, I hate being right all the time. Apparently, there have been several violent attacks on anti-Netanyahu protesters across the country. Right now, there are massive protests taking place over Netanyahu, who's handling the COVID virus, the economy. people in Israel are very, very unhappy with him. And now it looks like they're sending out gangs of thugs to try and beat the protesters back in their homes. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen. People are very, very angry around the world. And the more people riot in places like Portland and Chicago and Seattle, the more people in the rest of the world say, that's okay. That's the new normal. Rioting in the streets against the government is the new normal. So let's go have fun here. Apparently, Israeli surveillance drones violated Lebanese airspace over 24 times. And apparently, Israeli aircraft violated Lebanese airspace 9 times on Saturday alone. All violations were in a circular flight format and are being monitored in coordination with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon. Okay. Lebanese Hezbollah fighters carry out op against Israel in response to the Syria aggression. Israel military says it's ordered residents along the Lebanese border to remain indoors after explosions and exchange of fire were reported between Israeli soldiers and Lebanese forces along Lebanon's southern border. The Israeli army is also closing major roads and has asked residents to avoid unnecessary trips. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in Jerusalem al-Quds that the Tel Aviv regime is in the midst of a complicated event. That's putting it mildly. Large explosions rock an arms depot of Iraqi forces in a military base near Baghdad. Boy, a lot of explosions going on. Iran's power station, their centrifuge, and now we're seeing an arms depot belonging to the Iraqi Federal Police Forces and Popular Mobilization Units, better known by the Arabic word Hashd al-Sha'abi, in a military compound southwest of the capital of Baghdad. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phones here because we've got callers waiting on the line. So we're going to start with Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, I did.
I remember, and I was looking for it. I was going to send it to you. I remember seeing this video that was posted on Twitter a few years back where they showed like this hallway in a hospital in Syria where these people were apparently being treated for this chemical attack, and they panned like really quick to the corner, and there's this guy standing there kind of laughing, and then all of a sudden he realizes he's being filmed. Did you remember seeing that?
I remember seeing that one. I remember seeing the one where they were panning the camera over what were supposed to be dead children, and one of the kids just opens the eye to see if the camera's gone by.
Yeah.
And then there was the one
I was looking for that.
Yeah, and then there was the one where they were treating all these people who supposedly died of sarin gas, and the people treating them aren't wearing gloves, they're not wearing face masks, they're not wearing protective clothes. And sarin, you know, if you just touch somebody who was killed with sarin, you're going to get it, and you're going to be very sick if you survive at all.
Yep. And then and then another one was that picture of that little boy taken. That was you know, obviously, what's the word I'm looking for? It was all set up. Remember the kid that kept the, apparently they said he fell off a, you know, a boat or something.
Yeah, and they repositioned him on the beach to make the picture look better. That was that was more of the refugee immigration, you know, the migration coming from the Middle East to Europe. That had nothing to do with Syria.
Yeah, to justify it, right? You know, people just waltzing into other people's countries right across the border.
Yep.
And then getting a bunch of money like they do in Canada. You know, come on in. Here, we'll set you up in a hotel and we'll give you $40,000 a year. Also, this morning, before I went to work, I checked the CDC's website. So now the mortality rate of COVID-19 is at like 0.28%.
Okay.
So it's just a little above a cold, and that's, of course, based upon numbers that are coming out now, which have been padded and whatnot. So the government and media hysteria is, once again, just pure nonsense. And I don't know why. Like, I've been trying to figure out why they keep hammering on this stuff, other than to try and control us, keep us in a state of fear, maybe crash The monetary system that's in place right now, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know. But there's a reason. And I'm sure you know, you've been thinking about it a lot too. I'd love to hear from the other callers what they think the reason is. Because, you know, unless you have a pre-existing condition, you're circling the drain. This is not going to hurt anyone.
No.
So that's all I had to say, Mike. I look forward to hearing like some of the other callers' ideas. Maybe, you know, come up with something. Thanks a lot. There's the music.
Yeah, there's the music. We've got to take a break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go right back to the phones to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Mike. A couple things. I talked with you recently about getting a ham license. I got mine
yes.
This weekend. I took a
congratulations.
Remote test. Yeah, and so I'm going to work on the general next. I'll do that probably next month. But it was pretty straightforward. I think you'd enjoy studying for that. This moron who got himself shot this weekend in Austin was parading around the street carrying a loaded AK-47.
Yes.
And he and a number of these social justice keyboard warriors converged in a car that was at an intersection on Congress Avenue, 4th Street of Congress Avenue in Austin, started banging on the car. And then he apparently, according to the driver of the car, pointed his weapon at the driver. And whatever happened after that happened, we're not sure what the sequence of events was. But if you listen, if you watch the video, you can hear five rapid bursts, which clearly come from a rifle. They're loud. They're not inside anything. And then you hear three follow-up shots, muffled, which sound like they were coming from the inside of a car. Now, the local media are trying to paint this guy as a something akin to a martyr. And they're claiming that the driver shot first. However, it's difficult to reconcile what you hear on that video, that follows five rapid bursts, clearly not confined anywhere, clearly coming from a rifle, sounding exactly like an AK-47 or a similar caliber, followed up by three bursts from a smaller caliber weapon, obviously fired from inside something.
Well, I assume that it was the gentleman with the AK-47 who was shot?
Yes. Yes, and before that, it might have been the same evening or the evening before that. But he was interviewed by someone on TikTok, and he, of course, was blowing smoke and claiming that the people who were posted were too scared to come out and that they were a bunch of pussies.
I remember that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, he found out that maybe somebody wasn't as big a pussy as he thought he was.
The loser is the next to last one to pull the trigger.
Well, that's right. But what this underscores, Mike, is that these social justice warriors who are discovering firearms for the first time in their life are running up and down the street with weapons that they don't understand. They don't really have any familiarity with the weapons. They don't understand how serious it is. And they're carrying these things around in settings that are easily volatile and it can blow up in a hurry. And that's exactly what happened to this. That's exactly what happened to Mr. Foster, Garrett Foster, who was hit three times. It's interesting that you can't get a straight story from the media in Austin. It seems that they're bending over backward to make this guy sound like he was the victim, when in fact he and his cohorts there were actually perpetrators of this event. They share equally in the responsibility, let's say.
All right. Well, Kelly, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.